Today is Motivational Monday. Today is about life after death. I had to go through this week. This was a very hard week for me. Reflecting on the life of my mother, I lost my mom 2 years ago to ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, which is a neurological disease where it causes your body to just disintegrate and cause your limbs to become paralyzed, hardened, very painful disease. But this week was very hard because people don't understand the time frame or the time of if someone would die. Like, you know, 2 years should be long enough to get over the death of someone, or maybe that's enough time. I just realized that I'm never going to get over the death of my mom, and that I'm going to learn how to live with it and have life after death. Life goes on. I'm sure she would want me to live a good life. I'm sure she would want me to be happy. I'm sure she's not suffering. I'm sure she is way in a better place than I am. I love it. I love that it was not as hard this year. It was a little easier, but it's every day. I miss my mom every single day. So if a holiday come around, it only increases the feeling of me not being without her for 2 years. I look and be like, I've been living life without my mom for 2 years. Like, wow. It's amazing, because that's like the worst pain I've ever felt in my life. I just did not think that I was going to be able to survive. I didn't think that I would be able to survive. Like, it was a low blow. And in that, I also lost an uncle prior to that. And I was there when he passed away, my Uncle Shannon. And he died of a heart attack at the age of 44. And death is really something that we can't avoid. We're all going to experience it. We're all going to die one day. But the thing about death and the thing about dying is this: what are you doing on earth? What are you doing to make a difference while you are here in the allotted time that you have? What are you doing? Are you pursuing your dreams? Are you pursuing the things that you want to do in life? Are you happy? These are the things that we have to experience life after death. It sounds difficult, and it is truly, truly hard to find happiness in such a tragedy. It's mind-boggling, because time doesn't make any sense anymore. So when you're here in life, you're like, oh my God, only what I'm going to do in my life is going to be like everlasting. So whatever you do on this earth, live your dreams. Do what you want to do. You will survive some low blows in your life. You're going to survive them. Some days you might not feel like you will, but guess what? Tomorrow is coming. It's coming. It is coming, I'm telling you. Happiness, it comes from within. However you could obtain happiness in such tragedies, you have to reach for it. Happiness is not something that's just given. Happiness is something that we got to work for. We work for happiness. Happiness is not always automatic. We have to work for it. We have to strive for joy. We have to strive for peace. We have to strive for happiness. We have to. Because we only get one life. One life. In my life, my mom used to tell me, Kim, you can live 15,000 different lives in one life. You can do whatever you want in this life. The only thing that is holding you back is you. I'm going to say it again. The only thing that's holding you back is yourself. So you have to look at yourself and say, hey, self, get it together. Put them big boots on. Put them on. Because life is going to be some hardships. But for every hardship in this life, there is always a ray of sunshine. Always. Always. God will give you double for your trouble. He'll give you everything you need. He's going to give it to you. He's going to be there for you. Even if you're not even there for him, he's still just going to be there. He's still going to wake you up every day. He's still going to bless you every day. But you have to acknowledge him. You have to acknowledge God. Whatever God you serve, Buddha, whatever, whoever is the creator of your soul, whoever your soul tied to, you should acknowledge that deity. I love love. I learned that love come in many different forms. And love is the most important. It's the most important thing. Love is so beautiful. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is, everybody need love. Everybody. So what I want to say to on my podcast today is that you can make it. You might not even know how you're going to make it. But you will. You are going to make it. Like you are. You are going to make it. You are going to be strong. You are going to. It's going to be beautiful for you. It is. I'm still trying to get to happiness. I'm still trying to understand life on a different scale, missing out on a love that I know that I will never get back. The love that me and my mother shared, it cannot be derived from nobody else. Not a husband, not a son, not a daughter, not no one. No one on that earth can fulfill that void of love. No one. So, in saying that, it's almost like living with, you know, a little pain in my heart every day. It's like a pressing. It's like a. It's always there. I'm always thinking about her. I look in the mirror. I see her. So she lives within me. I'm her. She. We together. Like I'm a part of her. She's just not here physically, but I still feel her spiritually. And it's all good. You are going to make it. I'm telling you, you might not know how, but you are going to make it. It wouldn't be you. The struggle is real, but the outcome is better. It's so much better. Sometimes we don't know why we go through things, but most of the time we go through things is to make us stronger. And today I was going through something and I was like, man, sometimes I don't want to be strong. Sometimes I wish somebody else could just help me. do everything that I have to do. Sometimes I feel like I'm so overwhelmed with things in my life. But, and again, it all balances out. It all still works out. And the next day come. And then I'm like, whoo, thank you, God, I made it. Another day. But what are you doing in them 24 hours? What are you doing with your time? What are you doing with your time that benefits the future? What are you doing with your time and your mind? What are you doing with it? Ask yourself that today. But I love you, and I want you to love you, and I want you to be motivated, and I want you to get it cracking, and I want you to look in your mirror and tell yourself how beautiful you are today. I want you to look at yourself and say, hey, girl, you got this, boo. You got this. Life is not always perfect, but when it's good, it's good. And when it's good, make the acknowledgments. I'm going to tell you again, I love you, but I want you to love you too. Okay? Thank you. And I hope y'all enjoyed this. And 10 minutes of me talking is not enough, because I could talk. I talk a lot. But today is Motivational Monday. And every day from now on, I'm going to do this podcast. And I just hope I just get listeners, and I hope people just start tuning in. Like, I'm serious. I'm just going to do it every day. And I'm going to have, it's going to be dope. It's going to be music. It's going to be everything. But today, I want everybody to be motivated. At the sound of my voice, I want people to be motivated today. Be motivated. You can do this. You got it. Life after death is possible. You can live a life of happiness without a loved one. You can do it. It's difficult, but you can do it. And they want you to do it. Okay? So all my people that's lost loved ones today, I want you to know you can make it. You got this thing. You got it. Smile. It looks good on you.